Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky at SEC Media Days in Dallas. Coming up here in just a second, I'll bring you my interview with Ole Miss wide receiver Trey Harris yesterday. It's a great interview because he was great at it. I'm not taking 1 second of credit, but he was exceptional to a really, really good interview. So that's coming your way here in just a second. I do want to invite you first to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. If you're listening on the website, we appreciate you, but go ahead and subscribe to the podcast feed, again, wherever you get them. Also, follow me, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And my coverage, the Rebel Report's coverage of SEC Media Days, is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. 662-397-9799 is the phone number. Personal injury, small business contract disputes as well. You're not just a number at the Gregory Law Firm. He will develop an actual relationship with you. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, presenting the Rebel Report at SEC Media Days. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today for all of your personal injury, small business, and contract disputes. Here it is now, my interview with Ole Miss wide receiver Trey Harris, right here at SEC Media Days. Ole Miss wide receiver Trey Harris joining us right now. Man, thank you so much for your time. I want to start here. You finished the season, but the start of your season got off to a bit of a rocky start health-wise. Mm-hmm. Physically, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling 100% healthy, you know. Yeah, I started off shaky, but, you know, just been rehabbing, recovering, and now I feel good. I'm ready to go.
Glad to hear it. So this time last year, Trey Harris was not a name that every single table was talking about. You are that this year. What is it like for you knowing that you're not going to surprise anybody this year? Every defensive coordinator in the league knows Trey Harris can beat me. How do you combat that?
Just keep going in there with the same mindset that I always have each game, and that's just trying to be the best player on the field, being the most dominant player on the field. And, you know, I know at times there's going to be plans where they're trying to stop me, and, you know, I've been working out a lot, I can tell you that, to, you know, combat that. So, and also know that I have full faith in my coaches to get me open. And not only that, I have teammates now that are really, 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 really good, and they're going to do what they need to do, like Juice Wells, like Jordan Watkins, like Caden Lee, like Aiden Williams, and I can keep going on, and that's just the receiver room. So, you know, I have a lot of guys who I have confidence in that can go out there and perform, even if they have a double team or anything going on where they're trying to stop me. So I'm not really worried at all.
What's that one thing that talking to coaches from last year to this year that you need to improve on the most?
I just feel like I just need to be a more sound route runner, you know, just be more proficient, I guess you could say, in a way, be more efficient in and out of my breaks. You know, that's all I've really been working on, is running as many routes as possible this offseason. You know, I've seen many clips from guys who all, you know, they like to post their little workout clips and things like that, and yeah, that works and everything, but at the end of the day, whenever you're running routes on a consistent basis, every week, every day, that's what's going to make you a better route runner.
What did you learn as a transfer? So you come into Ole Miss last year, you mentioned Juice Wells, he's joining your program this year. Is there anything about your experience that you are using now in a position of leadership to bring a guy like that into your program and acclimate him to your receiver room?
Just getting them used to the plays, the signals and things like that. You know, whenever we get an extra work, you know, I'm constantly telling them with the play, like, what concept we're going through, when we're going to use this route. I'm asking him how he's going to run this route against certain zones and certain coverages, and, you know, just things like that. Just trying to make it easier for him to fit in and, you know, easier for him to learn the offense as quickly as possible.
So Lane Kiffin has a knack for spreading the ball around. Mm-hmm. I mean, three of you last year had over 700 yards receiving, but yeah, all of you want the ball. How do you balance understanding that, hey, what's best maybe for the team spreading the ball around instead of, I want the ball every play, throw it to me, Jackson, every time? How do you combat that desire to get the ball every time knowing that you've got a bunch of weapons around you, though?
I feel like it's not something necessarily you do on the field. I feel like it's more off the field relations. You know, one thing for sure last year is that me, Dayton Wade, and Jordan Watkins, we have a really, really close relationship with each other. And the way we went into it, you could tell almost from the beginning of the game, if one receiver starts going off, it's like, all right, We're going to keep them going. You know, we're on the sideline cheering them on, telling them, hey, keep going, keep going. You know, you still got some more time left. You keep going. There's still more yards. Still more touchdowns for you to get. So, you know, it's all about just encouraging your teammates in that moment. It's not necessarily being a selfish player or anything like that. So that's just really how we go about it. Once we see who has that hot hand, we would just keep trying to feed it to them and get them to keep going.
Speaking of a hot hand, in the Texas A&M game last year, you had one of the highlight catches of the season. Did you know at the time how special that was? It's still like, how did you hold on to the football like that? It was one of the most incredible catches I've seen. Did you know at the time how special that was?
Not to be honest with you. I really thought it was just regular catch. You know, I'm constantly on the jugs, actually practicing one hand, and that's with each hand. So just, you know, having that many reps and, you know, doing it as much as possible, it starts to become regular whenever you get to the field.
Your quarterback's here, Jackson. What is your relationship with him like, and has that evolved over time?
That's my guy. It definitely has evolved. You know, it's gotten stronger. Our chemistry has gotten stronger, and that's one thing we work on throughout the season, you know, just hanging out with each other, you know, constantly working out with each other. You know, we've been to L.A. a few times this summer already, have another trip planned. So, you know, just constantly being around him is always a good time. He's a great guy, and he's my friend for life, for sure.
So I asked about your expectations. You are known, but your program is known now. Ole Miss is looked at in a different light than it was just a few years ago. When you guys are preparing for the season, is there anything about that added pressure that makes you feel like your preparation is different? Do you guys feel that pressure, or are you embracing that pressure?
Definitely embracing it. You know, to be honest, we don't really talk about it too much. You know, for us, our biggest goal is just getting better every single day. You know, we got a lot of new guys, a lot of new transfers, and, you know, we're working on gelling together, making sure everybody's right, making sure everybody understands their concepts, understands their offense and defensive assignments. And, you know, we're just working to become a team. That's the main thing for us right now. You know, we still got a long season ahead of us. We still haven't played our first game yet. So, I mean, yeah, we understand there's expectations for us, but at the end of the day, we all know that an end goal is to get better every single day. And whenever you're able to get better every single day, once it starts to get towards the back end of the season, you're going to continue to keep getting better, and, you know, things are going to turn out the way you want them to turn out.
College football video game came out. Are you a gamer? Are you going to play that?
I'm playing it.
Okay. What were your thoughts on your player rating? Did you think that was appropriate? Where did they get you wrong?
I thought it was cool. I mean, you know, I'm always going to say I should have got a higher rating, of course.
You know, but you were a conversation piece. A lot of people said, wait a minute, you undersold Trey Harris a little bit.
But it's fine, you know. End of the day, I'm still going to play the game. Still going to throw the ball to myself like I'm supposed to. So
every single play, just throw it to yourself all the time?
Probably so, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, I'm going to show a lot of juice and J-Watt as well. So, you know, end of the day, I'm happy the game's coming out. And I'm happy I'm able to play the game. And it's glad to be able to relive those memories from a kid whenever you're playing those old NCAAs, and to be able to have the game and be able to end the game, it's surreal, to be honest.
When you're unwinding, when you're not focusing on football, when you're not working out, what do you like to do?
I like to watch anime. I like to watch TV. I love movies. Big movie watcher. And I like to play the game. I love Warzone. Not gonna lie.
You like Warzone?
I'm a big fan of Warzone.
Man, I played Fortnite. I shouldn't admit this. I'm a 32-year-old father, but I played Fortnite like every night after he would go to bed for like 2.5 years, man.
That's fine, man. Hey, you're a gamer at heart. That's fine.
Okay, go-to cheat meal. I know that they feed you guys well, and you've got to stay in the right shape, but when you are, you know what? I'm not going to be healthy today. I'm just going to eat something and then just sit on the couch for the rest of the day. What is it?
I'm going Mickey D's. Okay. Two hot and spicy, large fry, caramel frap.
I feel like you've had that before.
Every time. Every time. I need it.
You're not supposed to answer this question. I think they would get mad hearing me ask this question. Is there one game on the schedule? I know they're all important. You care about each one. Is there one game on the schedule that you're thinking, you know what, that one's going to be insane?
To be honest, I don't really have any games that I'm really circling like that. You know, of course, we have big games in the season that, you know, we all know that. But at the end of the day, I'm really just trying to go in there with the same mindset, just being the best player on the field, being the most dominant receiver on the field as well, and just going out there and playing my best game.
Best league in America is the SEC. Coming from Louisiana Tech, what was the – maybe the thing that you didn't expect the most from the transition from that level to the SEC?
The fans.
Really?
Fans, man. I understood that, yeah, it's a bigger stage, a lot more eyes watching you, but to be in those stadiums and to be in those clutch moments and to hear the crowd roar whenever a crazy play happens or anything happens, or even just to hear them go crazy whenever a flag's being thrown, it's surreal every single time. Whenever you come out that tunnel and you run out for the first time, just literally giving me goosebumps now just thinking about it. So that was the biggest thing for me.
Man, congrats on the success so far. Good luck this season, of course, and thank you for your time, and enjoy yourself today. It only gets harder from here, but enjoy yourself, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Trey Harris, Ole Miss wide receiver.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.